This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Today is May 9th, and we are live with lots and lots to celebrate because today is my 43rd birthday. And it's also just a few days until Mother's Day. And I was actually born on Mother's Day back in 1971. This is also my 100th episode of Sex Out Loud, which I'm really, really proud of. And I want to thank all of you, my amazing listeners, who listen to the show every week, who tell other people about it. Thank you for downloading it, for streaming it, for calling in, for posting to Twitter and Facebook. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I love this part of my job, and I hope I get to do it for a million more episodes. I racked my brain about who would be the perfect guest for today, since there were so many momentous things happening at once, and I finally came up with the answer, which is my mother. That's right, folks. My mother will be here with me, is here with me, and all of you for the hour, and we are live and taking your phone calls. So number one, you can ask my mom anything. You can get any embarrassing story you ever want to get about me from her. And every single person who calls in wins a prize because it's my birthday, people. So you're all going to win prizes too. You can give us a call at 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. You can also hit us up on Facebook or at Sex Out Loud Radio on Twitter. A few brief announcements before we dive right in. Next week, there's a bunch of important things happening. May 15th is the deadline for submissions to present at Catalyst Con West, which happens in LA September 11th to the 14th. So go to catalystcon.com and submit to present. That same day, Thursday, May 15th, is Give Out Day, which is this really unique national initiative that engages hundreds of nonprofit organizations and mobilizes thousands of people on one single day across the country to donate in support of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer community organizations. There are a number of fantastic organizations involved in this big day, which is coordinated by Razoo. And I want to give a special shout out to the Center for Sex and Culture. The Center for Sex and Culture is part of Give Out Day again this year. And what that means is that the more people who donate on that single day to the Center for Sex and Culture, the more they get. Basically, what happens is there's like a big contest, and the number of donations you get counts. It's not about how much money you get, but it's actually about the number of donators. So like even if you give $5, that goes a long way. And they are eligible for things like prizes and matching grants, and they can often, you know, get a huge windfall of support and donations. So go to giveoutday.org for more information, and we will put a direct link to that on our Twitter and our website. And then one more shout out to the Center for Sexual Pleasure and Health in Providence, Rhode Island. Sex Out Loud is proud to be chosen as the source for this month's Sex Trivia Night. They have this great contest. It happens every month. And this one's happening Thursday, May 22nd at 8 p.m. You can go to thecsph.org for more information. Okay, on to our show. So here's what you need to know, folks. I was born in Syosset, New York, which is on Long Island. And a fun fact that you probably don't know is that the hospital where I was born burned down. I'll just let you draw your own conclusions about that. But I was raised by my mom as a single mom on Long Island. Then much later in life, we both moved to Brooklyn, but we lived separately. And now my mom has retired and left New York, and she's living in an undisclosed location in the United States. Now, she is not in witness protection, because I realize that's what it makes it sound like. but my mom is not a public person. I am a public person, but my mom is not a public person. So we're just going to say she lives somewhere in the United States, okay? And we're taking your calls. I want to remind you at 866-472-5788. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Mom.
Well, thank you very much. Great introduction. I feel like I am in witness protection, but I won't say where I live. Okay.
Okay, yeah, no, you can say where you live, but I just don't want people stalking you, Mom. You know, people on the internet or whatever.
I know.
I got this card in the mail from you today, and it's this sort of iridescent card, and it says, this is what it says. I'm just reading the card, folks. It says, booty, tush, bum, apple bottom, caboose, badonkadonk, moneymaker. And then you turn, and then you open it, and it says whatever you want to call it. Shake it on your birthday. So you sent me an ass card for my birthday, Mom.
Yes.
Where'd you find this card?
Believe it or not, in the supermarket. I was standing there in front of all the cards, and I saw that, and I said, oh, well, okay, there it is. And I sent it to you. I don't always send you funny cards, though, right?
No, but this one seemed especially fitting, and you're going to be on the show, and it's very...
Yeah, I thought it was fun.
So I thought we could start by you telling the story of when I was born, because, it was a magical day for the universe, for me, for you, and I know there are some good details there. So why don't we start there?
The whole story?
Well, I mean, no, it could just be like the birth itself. Wasn't the birth itself sort of exciting?
Well, yes, it was. Yes, it was, and it took a long time because the labor took a long time, but that's not the point. It was the 70s. We were doing natural childbirth, although the people in the hospital didn't seem to know that. They kept telling me to lie down and be quiet. Anyway, but when you were born, I had this hallucination that you came out with a sword in your hand. Now, obviously, I must have been in pain and didn't quite realize it, but that sort of set the tone for the whole thing.
And did you have meds? I mean, did you have pain meds? Do you think it was from pain?
No, I was, I did Lamaze training, which was very new at the time. And the hospital where you were born had just begun admitting mothers who wanted to deliver by that method. But as I said, they didn't tell anybody. They didn't train the staff. It was unbelievable. Anyway,
so they wanted to have you... What, were they like, we're going to give you an epidural? And you were like, no, don't you know what Lamaze is?
They didn't know what Lamaze was. I was waiting in the lobby to go to the next phase. And I didn't gain a lot of weight, so I didn't look particularly pregnant. But I was doing the Lamaze breathing, the panting thing. And two nurses stopped and said, are you all right? Were you in an accident? I mean, they really thought that something horrible had happened. I said, no, I'm not. I'm having a baby. And they just stared at me. So that was kind of the professional interface. Anyway, but otherwise it was fine. It's just that it was Mother's Day, as you said. So after an hour or two, I got really sick of people wishing me happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
It got old. It got old right away.
So we have a caller already. Early adopter. It's Reed Mahalko, a fabulous sex educator based in the Bay Area, but I believe he's calling from Dallas.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday!
You sound like you're in a weird, like, you know, tantra K-hole or something. Where are you?
I'm at Kathy Bartuli's house in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, Kathy Bartuli. Hello. She's been on my show as well. Hi, Kathy Bartuli.
Hi, Kristen.
She wishes you a happy birthday, too. We're geeking out on a bunch of stuff, but I wanted to call in and wish you a happy birthday. Say hello to your mom, happy Mother's Day, and also happy congratulatory 100th episode. This is amazing.
Thank you, Reed. Thanks for calling. Say hi to Kathy. Have fun in Dallas.
Yay. Happy birthday. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Bye.
That's Reed Mahalko. He's been a guest on my show a couple times, and so has Kathy Bartuli, and both of those shows are really good. So you guys should look him up if you haven't listened to that show. Okay, so we're going to go to some calls, because in addition to people calling in live, some people called in and pre-recorded questions. So Matt, I think let's take our first question.
Hi, Tristan. It's April Flores, and I'm calling to say happy birthday and congratulations on making it to 100 shows. That's such a huge accomplishment, and I'm so proud of you, and I am so happy that I know you and I look up to you in so many ways. I'm calling with two questions. The first is for Tristan's mom, and that question is, what is the funniest thing you heard Tristan say as a child? And for Tristan, what is your earliest memory? Thank you. Bye.
Oh, April Flores. I love you, April. Okay, Mom, what's the funniest thing you ever heard me say as a child?
Well, when you were about two, we were staying with my parents. And my father was a very sort of prim and proper person.
Kind of a real waspy Republican, just so everyone gets the picture.
And always very perfectly dressed for whatever the occasion was. But you walked in on him in the bathroom one day in his boxers, and you came out yelling, "Poppy has knees." Which we all thought was very funny. I don't know what he thought about it. But
because I'd like never seen him in shorts or anything. I've only ever seen him in pants.
Yes.
Oh,
and you were like two.
That's a good name for a chapter of my memoir, Poppy Has Knees.
Okay, there you go.
Okay. Well, to answer the question for me, what is my earliest memory? Well, you know, one of my earliest memories that I have is when my mother, as a single mom, used to want to go out to dinner, and I guess either you didn't want to be away from me or you couldn't get childcare, but you would bring me out to these like fancy Italian restaurants and you would order this multi-course meal and you would order me one single artichoke. And it would take me like more than an hour to eat my way through this artichoke. And you could enjoy like a glass of wine and an appetizer and all of this great food. And I was like, completely preoccupied with the artichoke, which was, you know, for someone really young, kind of a hard thing to eat and just navigate. And so to this day, artichokes are still one of my very favorite vegetables. So
perfect. It's perfect kid food because you must eat it with your fingers.
Yes.
And you forgot about the cannoli.
Oh, did I also have a cannoli? I must be blocking that.
Yes, you're blocking the cannoli.
Oh, so okay, so I got dessert out of the whole thing. So I got an artichoke for like an hour, and then I got like this like a big fistful of sugar probably, which was great.
Well, no, the guys always came out of the kitchen to see you eating the artichoke because they couldn't believe it.
Oh.
Again, you were about, I don't know, three maybe in a booster seat. Yeah, that was fun.
Okay, so we're going to take a break and hear from our great sponsors. We've got another caller on the line. We're going to hold for that person. You're going to wait till the break. You know, I was listening at the top of the show to the commercial about Good Vibrations, and one of their great slogans is creating a buzz since 1977. Well, people, I've been creating a buzz since 1971. Okay, Good Vibrations. No, but really, Good Vibrations has been an amazing supporter of mine. And this weekend, in honor of Mother's Day, I like to think it's in honor of me, but it's actually in honor of Mother's Day, they're having a site-wide sale. So 20% off nearly everything on the website with just a few exclusions. This weekend only, go to goodvibes.com and get in on that great deal. And if for some reason you're listening and Mother's Day has come and gone, you can always use coupon code Tristan for 15% off your order. So stay with us. When we come back, we are going to have more questions, more funny stories from my childhood with the guest of honor, people, my mother. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
Sports Sheets is the sex toy company that's been keeping couples connected for over 20 years. Their fantasy restraint and sex toy products redefine sexual adventure. From bondage and sexual positioning to strap-ons and role play, Sports Sheets makes a toy for everyone's taste and budget. So go treat yourself to something from Sports Sheets, available wherever great sex products are sold.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. If you're just joining us, we're celebrating a lot of things today. It's May 9th, which is my actual birthday. We're live and taking your calls. And my guest of honor is none other than my mother. So you can call us at 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. We are, you know, taking your calls, and you can get details on my childhood or embarrassing stories. And so we are going to take another call from my dear, 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 dear friend, Tony in Boston. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Tristan. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Happy birthday, Tristan.
Thanks.
Judy, thanks for giving her to us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Are you just saying happy birthday, or you have a question?
Oh, I'm saying happy birthday. I don't think I have permission to tell some of the embarrassing stories I could tell.
No, be gentle.
I do want to ask you one story I wonder if you remember that I think callers would enjoy hearing.
Okay.
Do you remember a long time ago in Boston, there was a story you were going to read, and I advised you not to. That became the hottest story of the night that got a standing ovation.
No.
Oh, my God, no. Do you remember that you had, I'll give you a hint, you had shaved some of your body hair into the shape of the Star of David?
Oh, okay. This is a poem. This is not a piece. This is a poem. Yes. And this is called Your Nose Is My God and I Worship It. This is an unpublished piece about the power of noses. And it's called Your Nose Is My God and I Worship It. And it's all about how I love people with big noses. And this is true. It has been all my life. I love people with big noses. An unpublished piece. Nice. An oldie but a goodie. Thanks, Tony.
And I'm more embarrassed than you are because I'm the one that told you not to read it.
Okay, good, good. Well, thanks for calling.
I love you very much. Happy birthday and so much success for 100 episodes.
Thank you. We are going to take another one of our pre-recorded calls. Let's hear who it is and what they have to say.
This is Susie Bright calling. I can't imagine a more perfect birthday present than having you on the show. I wish I could monopolize you both completely. I have some real cornball questions that I've always wanted to know. Let's start with, when did you first notice Tristan's precociousness intellectually and her curiosity? I would love to know things like her first word, her first sentence, the first story she really liked, some of her, you know, preoccupations when she was taught. Was she a difficult, bratty teenager? Or was she a goody two-shoes? Come on, I want all the mommy dirt. I want the, you know, baby book insights. And Tristan can argue all she wants, but I'd love to hear it from you. Happy birthday to Tristan. Love you so much. Here's to another fabulous decade. Bye-bye.
Well, Mom, take it away there.
The show is an hour, right? I mean, is she kidding? Because I don't think, okay.
Do your best.
I do remember your first word, and you used it a lot when you first discovered the effect it had. The word was have. And it was accompanied by a little pudgy hand and a finger pointing.
Like, I shall have that?
Just have. It was clearly a command.
So it wasn't want, it was have.
That's right. Okay. I made that distinction, too. Very interesting.
Was not want, no. It was have. Okay, that speaks to me, that resonates with me right now. Mm-hmm.
See, well, I thought it should. That I do remember. And the first, I don't know, the first sentence, I have no idea about the first sentence. But, I don't know. The Poppy Has Knees story is always a good one. One of your favorite stories, but it used to scare the hell out of you, was the Mrs. Gertrude. Do you remember that?
No, tell me that.
Oh, I don't even know if I can remember the story, but it was pretty terrifying. Mrs. Gertrude was an apparently friendly old lady who turned out to be really evil. It's one of those wicked fairy tales.
Oh, wait, is this like a Grimm's fairy tale? Yes.
Yes, yes.
This was like a terrorizingly dark, horrible fairy tale that, like, children should not read. And I read it, and I was terrified about it.
Oh, I know. And before you could read, you wanted me to read it to you.
Yeah, it was a grim fairy tale. I'll have to look it up for Susie Bright to get the exact reference, but it was about a really evil, wicked, horrible woman, and it was very dark.
I know, and you liked it a lot. So I remember that, and I would say, oh, well, let's not read that one. Oh, yes, Mrs. Gertrude. So we did that a lot. Now, your preoccupations as a tot. Well, I think taking things apart and putting them back together again. You used to you had toys that were pieces of things that fit inside of other things. I don't remember what they were really, but you would spend hours doing that, taking the stuff out and putting it back. I don't know what that was all about. Small motor skills, they call it.
So, and was I a bratty or was I a goody two shoes?
Well, isn't there another choice? I mean, you know me, I don't like extremes, so it's got to be... No, I don't think you were. Sometimes you were bratty, but not really. And you weren't really a goody-two-shoes either. You could... But you weren't a tantrum-y kid. That I'll say. You were just very... You also were very focused and very busy. You remember all those years we spent riding horses. Well, you rode mm-hmm. them. I watched you ride them, so... there was a lot of focus there and a lot of energy put into whatever you were doing.
So I was focused even as a young child.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
And was I organized as a kid, too? Like organized like I am now?
You were organized, but your living arrangements, your room, for example, was chaos.
Really?
I think until you went to college. I really do. I mean, the whole time you were in high school, I never set foot in your room.
It was just a disaster.
Yeah, you had too much stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I might still have that problem.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, we've got another caller. This is another dear, dear friend. An amazing, amazing, amazing writer, editor, storyteller, Rachel Kramer Bussell, calling from New Jersey. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Tristan. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Hi,
You're
Rachel.
Welcome.
I actually remember you.
Yeah, my mom knows who you are.
Yeah, I remember you.
I know. I was very excited that you were going to be on the show.
Oh, good.
So, happy birthday. I don't know. I loved it. You're like dishing on Tristan when she was a little kid.
Do you want her to reveal any more crazy stories? What, like, do you have any specific things you want to pick her brain about?
I guess like this is a little bit of a selfish question because I deal with this in my relationship with my mom, but you seem very supportive of Tristan. You know, now, and I want to know, have you always been supportive of her interest in, and like professional interest in sexuality, or was there ever a time where you like weren't sure about it and came around?
That's a great question that a lot of people have.
I know, but Rachel, you must remember because you were there early on. I was there for a lot of those, readings in black holes in Manhattan, you know. So it never occurred to me not to show up. I did have, Tristan, I don't know if you remember this, a conversation we had in a cab on your way to do a photo shoot.
No, please tell me. I don't. Go ahead.
We had lunch and you were going to go. Richard Kern was going to shoot you for, I think it was 9 Inch Nails.
No, it was Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson, right.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, and the idea was that you were supposed to be wrapped in blue saran or something?
Blue saran wrap, yes.
And look dead?
And look dead, yes.
Right. So we're talking about that in the cab, and I'm saying mom-like things like, now you're sure you're confident that Kern knows what he's doing, and he's not going to ask you to do anything you don't want to do, and blah, blah, blah. And the cab driver could not keep his eyes on the road because he was listening to this. And he had the most horrified look on his face, you know. And you're saying to me very calmly, no, no, I'm fine. I have my boundaries, and I'm fine. And I said, okay, as long as you know what you're doing. But he could not believe it. I mean, the man just was gaping at us.
Oh, my God, that is a crazy story. So so here's the backstory on that. I knew Richard Kern very early on in my career. I mean, this is like in the 90s. I met Richard Kern through like some friends of friends, and I did a bunch of photo shoots with him. I'm in his book, New York Girls, which is one of his big coffee table photography books, but he was shooting some photos for this then very unknown musician named Marilyn Manson.
Right.
And those photos never got published. They're crazy. I have copies of some of them. But yeah, Marilyn Manson, I did this photo shoot with Marilyn Manson for Richard Kern, and I guess someday we'll publish those photos in my memoirs when I talk about my grandfather and his knees.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, Rachel. We have got to take another break, and we've got a million more questions to get to for my mom. I know you people have them. You can call and ask them live and win a prize. We're giving away a ton of prizes. Almost all of them are from Sport Sheets, my other amazing sponsor. But because it's my birthday, we're giving away some of the top shelf stuff, some of their newest things, including the red lace corset strap-on, the satin and lace lover kit, and the thriller crop, which has a crystal wrapped handle. Who couldn't use a thriller crop for Mother's Day, people? So give me a call at 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. We are going to take another break. And when we come back, more questions for me and my mom.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Today is May 9th, and we're celebrating my 43rd birthday. We're celebrating Mother's Day early, and we're celebrating the 100th episode of Sex Out Loud. And our guest of honor for this auspicious day is none other than my mother. We've got another question, so let's hit it.
Hi, Tristan. This is Katie Diamond. Happy birthday and happy 100th show. This question is for your mom. Would you consider yourself a sex-positive parent? Did you encourage conversations about bodies and such when Tristan was younger, or has her career changed any of your views?
That's a lot of questions. I would consider myself a sex-positive parent, but I think Tristan could answer that better than I can. And I don't know. I wouldn't think so. I mean, everything that she advocates and everything that she's written about has made sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think I do stress to people that I don't feel like there was like a super crazy, like wildly liberal, progressive, sex positive atmosphere growing up, but I think there were two crucial things for me that happened. One is that I started masturbating at a very early age, and you never shamed me for it. In fact, I can remember the very first time, and this happens with kids, where we were out at someone's house for dinner, and I was in the living room, and I started masturbating, and you like pulled me to the side and was like, oh, right. Okay, so here's the thing. We're at someone else's house. We're having dinner. You're not going to do that here. But you didn't like freak out and run around and scream and like make me think, oh my God, I should never do that. You were just like sort of like, this isn't totally appropriate for like the time and place.
That's so interesting because, you know, you used to call it rubbing your gina. Do you remember?
Oh my God. This is a horrifying thing. I cannot believe you just told the whole entire world that.
Oh well, I thought that was the point.
Okay,
anyway,
go ahead.
No, and so, I mean, you did start doing it very early, but I think you did it at, like, the appropriate developmental age. So I guess the thing is that I never screamed and threw up my hands and put you in a tub of cold water. Never occurred to me.
Right. No, I think that itself, that is like a huge thing for people that they immediately sort of freak out about when their kids masturbate and that kind of can scar people or get them. It can just put them in a sort of a weirdo kind of frame of mind. So, and then the other thing you did was you had explicit sex education books like The Joy of Sex. You had by Alex Comfort with these like super 70s line drawings that were very explicit. And you had that like out on the bookshelf and I could take it off the shelf and squirrel it away in my room for like months at a time. And you would never say anything like, where is The Joy of Sex, Tristan? Because The Joy of Sex was really my very first both sex ed book and my first exposure to explicit images of sex.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the reason it was out on the shelf instead of hidden away under the bed.
We've got a question from Holly on Twitter. She's Biblio Butch. And Holly says, I want to know what you, Mom, tell people about my work and how they react.
Huh. It all depends on the context. I mean, I don't have a T-shirt that says, you know, I love my daughter, the pornographer. I could have such a shirt, but I don't have one. So I tell people that she's a sexpert, which I think covers a wide range of things. If they ask what that is, then I go into detail. But, you know, people, it depends on who it is. There's no point. It can be a real conversation stopper, let me put it that way.
And so how do people react? I mean, has anyone ever said, oh my God, Judy, like, we need to have an intervention? Like, I know someone who can, you know, help her find God or something?
Oh, no. I can't think of anyone. And all the people who know you and have known you since you were a baby, I mean, they all know what you do. And, I mean, some of them are amused by it. I don't know how many of them have gone to the trouble of going to your website or buying any of your videos and looking at them. I really don't know.
Right.
Because they haven't said anything to me. But I think I have some friends who sort of dine out on it.
Oh, you have friends who dine out on your daughter being me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you say to them? What do you mean? Like, how do you know that? What do you mean?
Because they are the kind of people who dine out on stuff like that. Because they think it's titillating and it enhances their status somehow. You know, it makes them interesting.
Right.
Nothing to do with you or me, really.
But you don't dine out on it.
Not really. No. Why would I?
I don't know. I just asked. Okay.
No.
So we are going to skip ahead to a question. This is really sweet and wonderful, and I can't believe she took the time to do this. It's Kate Bornstein, who is an amazing author, playwright, performer. She just completed her final day of chemotherapy today. It's like going to make me cry. Mm. So I don't even know where she found it in her brain and her heart and her body to call, but she called to ask us this question.
Hello, Miss Tristan, and happy, happy birthday. This is your Auntie Kate who loves you. I have a question for your 100th anniversary show. I'd like to know, what do you think the steps would be to get it to the point where sex education, really, like, you know, get up on the massage table, take your clothes off, one table for three people, and practice moves, and here's how you butt fuck, and that sort of thing. When do you think that'll be a college-level course? What do you think it'll take to get there? I love you, Miss Tristan, and I'm so glad you were born today. I'm looking forward to what you have to say. Kiss, kiss.
I love you right back, Kate, and I just want everyone to send all their support and their healing, love and prayers and energy and positive vibes to Kate as she continues to fight cancer. And I know there's going to be a big benefit for her in New York City next month, so I will definitely put that on my Twitter feed and on the website. I'm thinking about you so much, Kate, and Barbara, her partner. Okay, so what is it going to take before we have explicit sex at the college level? I love this. This is a question for me, Mom. Finally, someone has a question for me. No, I think this is a great question because I think it's speaks to something, you know, a piece of our educational system that's entirely missing, and why porn has kind of stepped in to fill this slot. And that is that we don't have that many opportunities to see people have sex, other people have sex, or to experience it ourselves in an explicit way. So instead of just the talking, or the talking and the diagrams, or the talking and the asking questions, a full kind of hands-on sex education class. It absolutely, I think, needs to happen. I think it needs to happen before college, actually, which may be too radical a point of view for some of you, but I feel like we know kids are being sexual before college, so we kind of have to have this class before that. And I think it's going to take a radical shift in the ways in which we talk about sex with young people. And I feel like it's going to take a shift of our entire culture has to shift the ways we think about sex. And we have to stop thinking about it in these shameful, dirty, negative, judgmental, hyper-religious, horrible ways, and start thinking about it as, hey, if we're going to teach kids how to drive responsibly and tell young people, you've got to practice this and do it well and do it on little side streets before you get out there on the freeway, then we've got to take that same style of education to sex. And we've got to say, if we're going to teach kids driver's ed in actual cars, we've got to teach them sex ed with actual sex. On that note, my mom's going to go take a deep breath. And we are going to take another break and hear from our great sponsors, including Astroglide. Go to astroglide.com to find out about their entire product line, including my favorite, the Sensitive Skin Gel. And WeVibe. WeVibe has redesigned almost its entire line of vibrators, including the Tango, which is my favorite really petite and powerful kind of mini vibe. It's great because you can like throw it in your purse. You can travel with it. It's totally innocuous. TSA will not stop you and ask you what it is. And your mom won't ask you if she even finds it in your room or in your purse. So go to WeVibe.com to find out about the Tango, which comes in two new colors. And stay with us. I can't believe it. We only have one segment left, and we have a lot more questions to get to. So keep tweeting us your questions. You can call in and talk to us. Today, now it's your last chance to win a great Sports Sheets prize. 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. Stay with us. The final segment with my mother is coming up. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio,
VoiceAmerica.com.
Looking to add something fun and different to your sexual experiences? Then try Astroglide X, premium silicone personal lubricant. Astroglide X contains a unique blend of high-quality silicones that provide a silky smooth experience unlike any other. Astroglide X is also waterproof and perfect for water play. Not only does Astroglide X last longer than all water-based products and is hypoallergenic and latex safe, it's even great for massage. For more information and a free sample, visit astroglide.com.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe. Share the pleasure.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423. Or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. We are celebrating my birthday and Mother's Day and the 100th episode with my mom. So before the break, I answered Kate Bornstein's question about sex ed. Mom, what did you think about what I said about sex classes?
I totally agree with you about the comparison between driver ed and sex ed. The trouble with the argument is that it's too rational. And the people who don't want it to happen are not rational.
You mean like the conservatives and the religious right? And all,
yeah,
you know,
people are just so emotional about this thing. So, you know, you can't get them with a rational argument.
Yeah.
You can open the door with it, but you're not going to get them with that.
Mm.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, we have another caller. We have a few more callers, but we've got, I think we have Justin on the line from Philadelphia.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, I mean, happy birthday and 100th episode, Tristan. So I actually have a two-part question, one part for each of you. Tristan, when was the first time you remember being in your career and feeling uncomfortable telling your mom something? And then on the flip side, when's the first time you remember, Judy, feeling uncomfortable about something that Tristan told you? I'm just curious if your experiences mirror one another.
Okay, so I'll start. I mean, I guess it's going to have to be when I told you I was doing my very first video. Just because I feel like even though I had written a book on anal sex and I had done some, you know, some fetish modeling, I feel like telling you that I was going to have anal sex in a movie probably was hard for me, if I recall. And I feel like it took it to a whole other level. And so that's my memory of first thinking, like, I don't know what she is going to say about this. But you actually were totally fine, as I recall, because you even came to the party where we launched the movie and you just left before we showed clips of the actual movie and me actually having sex, which was really nice and thoughtful of you. But what's the first thing, Mom, you remember me saying to you about my job that made you uncomfortable?
Well, we already talked about the business of being wrapped in Saran. I mean, that disturbed me a little bit because I wasn't sure. But the other stuff about the movies, I mean, I always knew you knew what you were doing. And after a certain point, that business of I have my boundaries, I know what I'm doing, I believed you. And I still do. So I didn't necessarily want to watch it, but I really wasn't offended by it. I'm just always concerned that you don't get hurt, but that's a mom thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that basic.
But there's nothing, you can't even pick to one thing where you're just like, oh, why did you do that?
Or why did you tell me that?
Yeah, or why did you tell me that? Great question. Right, Mom?
Not really. I think the first, I remember going to your graduation and reading your dissertation. Remember that? Oh,
yes, okay, tell that story.
Okay, well, I remember paying for the dissertation to be printed, but I didn't get a chance to read it until the weekend of your graduation. So I'm sitting in my hotel room, and I'm reading this thing. And it theoretically was a fictional account of something, but I knew it wasn't. And I was really terrified because, again, I thought you might have been in danger. And that really disturbed me.
So let's just give you a little context for this story, people. So I wrote my senior thesis on butch femme lesbian identity, and there's a lot of stuff about lesbian sexuality and also SM or BDSM. Back then we called it SM because it was the 90s. And there is a story in there which is autobiographical about me doing SM with a woman or two. And so is that what freaked you out, Mom? The kinky part of it?
I think it was that it was in the restroom of a I don't know what place, a nightclub, right? Something like that. I don't know. It was so convincing. I mean, that's how good a writer you are, of course. there was no question that it actually happened. And it was very graphic and very real. And again, I was concerned because I thought you might have gotten hurt, you know, or you were exposing yourself to people that you didn't really know very well. Who could hurt you?
Wow. Okay, well, so that's a really good question. And for that question, you're going to win your choice of fabulous prizes from Sport Sheets.
Oh, wonderful.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for answering. I appreciate you both answering. Thank you, and happy birthday.
Thanks. That was really honest. I remember you freaking out about it too, because I remember thinking like, you're at graduation and I'm graduating like Phi Beta Kappa, and so like I'm a good kid, right? Like you should be so proud of me. I've won these awards. Like I went to Wesleyan University. Like and I'm not in a huge amount of debt, which I was amazing when I look back on that now. Because now I would be like, I went to Wesleyan and I'm $100,000 in debt, but I wasn't at the time because I was mostly there on scholarship. And so I thought you'd just be like, I'm super psyched. I'm here at one of these like crazy liberal arts colleges and my daughter is like a superstar. But then, you know, you skipped ahead. Like you didn't read any of the theory. You just like skipped ahead to the sexy, dirty part.
Well, I knew what the theory was. I mean, I have an education too. So it wasn't that. I skipped ahead to the story, or I saw that there was a story embedded in it, and then I just started reading that. And it wasn't that I wasn't proud of you that whole weekend, because I certainly was, even of the stickers on your gown.
I wore Queer Nation stickers on my graduation gown, everyone. There are pictures of that. You know, height of Queer Nation, people, and I had to wear a sticker that said, like, fuck heterosexuality and queer your gender, and I was I was a little rebel.
Well, yeah, but that's okay, because a lot of people rallied around you, you might have noticed, including the speaker, the featured speaker.
Yes, so that was the year that I graduated from Wesleyan. One of the people who was given an honorary doctorate was the late Paul Manette, An incredible award-winning author and writer. And Paul Manette and his lover, Winston Wilde, came up after the graduation ceremony and introduced themselves to me. And that was like super exciting for me because that was a really big deal for me as a baby dyke. And I, to this day, am still in touch with Winston. He's become like an adopted father to me. He actually called me earlier today to wish me happy birthday.
Good.
Yes.
That's good.
Oh my gosh. So Mom, like, we're out of time.
Well, how did that happen?
I have no idea. People, we are out of time. You had so many good questions. You had so many good comments. Wow. I can't believe we're out of time, but we're out of time. And so I have to say thank you, Mom, for being my mom and for supporting my work and for being a sex positive parent and for being so honest tonight. That was really nice.
It was fun to do. I guess we have to do it again next year.
We'll have to do it again next year or the next 100 episodes, people.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Whichever comes first, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
So I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. I say this every single week, but I really want to say it and say it slowly and carefully because these are the folks behind the scenes who you barely ever see or hear from, but who make this show run. The woman who approached me about the show in the very first place, my executive producer, Karen Dana, who believed this would be a good idea. And I think I've proved her right, I hope. My associate producer, Raymond Johnson, who is like single-handedly just responsible for wrangling people and doing all of the what I would call the dirty work of this radio show, you know, not the least of which includes our fabulous Twitter feed. And live tweeting is not an easy thing. It's not an easy skill. And he's an amazing person and an amazing producer. Colton often pitches in as segment producer and editor, and of course is my partner in life and love and everything, and gave me an amazing 43rd birthday today. My announcer, Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set. Coop, I will never leave you. You will always be my announcer. And Matt, my engineer. He puts all this together. He was juggling a million audio files today, and he made it work, people. So I love you, Matt. Tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, when my guest will be the Rutgers University Assistant Professor of History, Whitney Strube, who's the author of Perversion for Profit, The Politics of Pornography and the Rise of the New Right. Yeah, we're going to get right back into it, people. Until then, I encourage you to keep the discussion going on Facebook.com/AskTristan, on Twitter, @SexOutLoudRadio, and in your own life. Thanks for spending my birthday with me. Take some time to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.